Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
That's Lockwood Smith, and he'll be back in the Speaker's chair for possibly the last time when the House resumes after a week's adjournment on Tuesday at 2. Smith's move to the High Commission in London is expected in the new year. Leading contenders to take over as Speaker, according to House gossip, are National Cabinet Ministers Maurice Williamson and David Carter. Deputy Speaker Eric Roy, also from National, is said to be in the running as well. We probably won't find out until Parliament returns from the summer break, a week earlier than usual, on Tuesday, January the 29th. Usually, the parliamentary year begins in the second week of February and runs into the third week of December. Next year, there'll be an early start and an early finish in the second week of December, which is likely to be the case this year as well, with the final adjournment motion on December the 12th or 13th. Adoption of next year's sitting programme is one of the things that the House must do in the next 3 weeks, starting on Tuesday with debate on some government bills, as outlined by the Deputy Leader of the House, Anne Tolley.
When the House resumes on Tuesday the 27th of November, the Government will look to progress the Local Government Act 2002 Amendment Bill, the Advanced Technology Institute Bill, and a number of first readings on the order paper, including the Human Rights Amendment Bill and the Taxation, Livestock Valuation, Assets Expenditure and Remedial Matters Bill.
One major piece of legislation not on Mrs Tolley's list was the subject of this question from Labour's Trevor Mallard.
The Honourable Shadow Leader of the House.
Can I just ask the Acting Leader of the House whether any thought has been given yet to the date for the alcohol reform legislation coming back?
The Honourable Deputy Leader of the House.
Mr Speaker, I understand that that matter is still under discussion at the Business Committee.
So watch that space. Meantime, here's Rhys Lyon with news of Select Committee meetings during the week.
Although Parliament was adjourned, the Government Administration Committee heard public submissions on the Definition of Marriage Amendment Bill and was the only committee to meet in Wellington this week. The bill they were looking at would allow same-sex couples to get married. It had the support of Human Rights Commissioner David Rutherford.
The Commission continues to affirm New Zealand as a multifaceted, pluralistic state where people are equal before the law and have the right to equal protection before the law. Not issuing a marriage licence to a same-sex couple who, but for their sex or sexual orientation, would be otherwise permitted to marry is a clear breach of human rights.
Mr Rutherford said the rights of those opposed to the bill had to be considered too.
For the law to allow any celebrant to be required to conduct a marriage that the celebrant does not agree with because of their belief, thought or conscience is equally a breach of human rights. The submission before you contains the Commission's arguments as to why the existing legislation would allow, when we're talking about the Marriage Act, would allow such a refusal regardless of whether a celebrant is seen as exercising a public or private function. If the Select Committee were to see a need for further exemption or propose further amendments to the Marriage Act, the Commission would welcome the opportunity to have further dialogue.
And that was something Legalise Love Aotearoa Communications Officer Joseph Hapgood welcomed, and he proposed some further law changes.
First, a clarification to the Adoption Act 1955 in regards to Section 3, basically just clarifying the already established position and intent of this bill that this will definitely enable couples in a same-sex relationship who are married to adopt children.
And there was another area which Mr Hapgood felt needed addressing.
Secondly, we would also push for a clarification pertaining to the Marriage Act 1955, Section 29, in response to the fear that ministers would be forced to marry couples against their will. We understand that it's not the intent of this bill to do that, and we think that, you know, if that is the intent of this bill, then that should really be outlined in the text of the bill.
Committee Chairwoman Ruth Dyson responded to Mr Hapgood's concerns.
The adoption issue has had very little discussion so far, but we've still got a couple more submissions to consider, a few thousand. So I'm sure that it will come up at some stage, but your comments are really helpful in that. It has been the conversation of this committee, it's not a determination, but our view has been that the intention of the bill is not to compel any person who is a marriage celebrant to perform a same-sex marriage against their beliefs. Mm. That's been the view of the committee. That was the intention of Lewis Wall when she introduced it. She was quite clear on that. So that's our intention in terms of progressing it.
Government Administration Committee Chairwoman Ruth Dyson, and only two other committees held meetings this week. They were the Māori Affairs Committee, which heard submissions on two treaty settlement bills, and the Education and Science Committee, which continued its inquiry into 21st century learning environments and digital literacy. Both of those committees met outside of Wellington, the Māori Affairs Committee in Kaukapakapa and Te Puke, and the Education Committee in Auckland.
That's report from East Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.